Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sweet. That'll inspire you to get out there and kick some molasses all day, every day. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer. That's your forecast from the SunToyota Weather Center.
The all-new Soul Brother Kevin Show. Every weeknight from 6 to 9 on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio. Now, back to True Garabo Live.
Said about flirting with women. Hi, who might you be?
Hi, my name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Drew Garabo here. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much. What can we do for you?
So I have a funny story. You said you wanted someone to call in that had been robbed and complied. Mm-hmm. And when I was like 16, I worked at Subway and we got robbed. It was like 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. And this guy came walking in, gun pulled. He had on like one of those Mardi Gras masks that covers your eyes only. When he robbed us, we had to drop our, like, all your 20s and big bills once an hour, and we had just done it. So we literally had, like, $45 in our cash drawer.
Oh, no.
And the guy was pissed. He's like, oh, I know you got more than that. And I'm like, I have a box of quarters. And he took this box of quarters, and he was just so fired up. And I didn't know what to do, so I said, we have lunch meat. So he ended up stealing like 3 packs of turkey and roast beef and got like $90 in cash, which was mostly quarters.
Now,
please
tell me that you had the wherewithal to put like one of those exploding dye packs in the salami that you gave him so that later on when he goes to try to eat the lunch meat, it just explodes all over him.
You know, I wish I could say that I had, but, you know, we just didn't have those at Subway. It was a small town and, so you know, we didn't even have cameras or anything. There was only 2 16-year-olds working in the whole place, and
that's
here
dangerous.
We are getting robbed.
Man,
I had to quit. My mom made me quit. So
these are some of my favorite stories of all time of hearing people. Not only do they get robbed, but then they suggest other things for the robber to take. I love that.
That's what I would do. I want that robber to be happy. Like, it's not my stuff. You want some lunch meat? I'll give you some of the bonus bread that we got in the back that doesn't smell like rubber.
That's always been a dream of mine.
What?
To like prepare fast food at my own home.
That's been a dream of yours?
Well, it's just something I think about.
You want a fryer?
Well, I mean, Subway would be the place to do it because their stuff's very easy
to put
together.
Saying, like, so now you've got the Subway meat, which isn't necessarily that good, but you get to make your own sandwiches at home. Imagine if you had, like, the McDonald's burger patties, and you just grit them up at home, a fresh Mickey D's.
Well, this guy's been keto for too long.
It's time to start eating food.
I didn't think it was that.
I read the pros and cons of the keto diet, and one of the cons is that you want to build a fast food restaurant in your own home.
That's
now,
a big con. What are you doing now? Have you graduated a manager at Subway, or did you leave the fast food world entirely?
I left the fast food world entirely. I'm a banker now. I'm working a bank.
All right, you sound like you're wistful for those days of fast food.
No, not at all, actually. You used to come home and you have this, like, distinct smell that you just can't even, like, shower off you. And even though Subway is not, like, fast food, fried food, it still is just, like, this smell.
You're so right. I still can't go to an Olive Garden because I remember what I smelled like when I left the work at the Olive Garden. You'd smell like garlic, those damn breadsticks. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, darling. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Hey, you have a nice day.
Oh, you too. Bye. Nice girl, bye.
When you order a sub, do you say, give me the footlong, or do you say, give me a whole sub?
I don't order subs.
Okay.
I really don't. Like, I can't tell you the last time I ordered a sub, but if I ordered a, what I say, do I want the whole? No, I'd say a foot long.
Okay. Yeah, I say, give me the whole
sub.
Yeah, I don't want to say foot long.
Give me 12 inches and pack it full of meat. What's up, Robin? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. That's how I would say it. I say, Robin, from the 440?
Kelly.
I could see where that sounds a lot like Robin. You probably called in and Robin dropped off. What's up, Kelly?
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment because I worked at Gander Mountain for 12 years, and I worked in the firearms department there quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And just a comment, first of all of the handguns were required to have trigger locks on them, and then all of the long guns that were out on the wall with access to the customers, mm-hmm. those were all trigger locked and tethered to the wall. Good. But and also, if that person were to have attacked a robber inside Gander Mountain, they probably would have fired him because it is a policy not to attack or approach a robber like that, especially in a store that sells firearms. Now, if this guy was tackling somebody with a handgun and that gun did not have a trigger lock on it, there's no way of knowing if that robber had a loaded clip in his pocket that he could have just slipped in that gun, and then he would have endangered any customer in the store and the person that was attacking him. It would have just aggravated the situation, people could get hurt.
Yes, Seth, a question for this no-nonsense young lady. No-nonsense.
Drew, how many firearms do you think not Robin owns?
Let's see, it's Kelly. Kelly owns two long guns one handgun.
I got a question. What do you think she owns more of, vibrators or handguns?
Hello.
I'm going to go... Because of that laugh, I'm going to go handguns, but barely. I think you got a couple of long guns, and I think you got one handgun. What's your armament situation look like?
No, I actually had one .22, but I sold it. I've had about six handguns. I'm down to two.
Down to two handguns, little Annie Oakley.
I've got a really big vibrator.
When you say really big, what does that mean?
Real powerful one.
can you imitate the noise that it makes? Would you mind letting us know?
No, I really can't.
Is it okay? Tell me if I'm warm or cold. Is it a or is it more like a?
No, it's yeah. It has both of those speeds. Actually, it has a low and a high.
Do you start on the? And then you work your way up to the...
Why are you more interested in that than the topic of real conversation?
Because he's a professional radio host. He knows what's interesting.
Because I'm a male, and I'm trying to get something interesting out of this gun call. And the vibrators are... Do you always just have one at a time, or do you have a couple of those, too?
A couple of what? One vibrators?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I just have one.
Is it the only one you've ever owned?
No, of course not.
What happened to the last one? Did he run away?
Well, I don't need those other ones when I got the ultra heavy duty one.
Oh,
man.
So it must be like one of those wands that you see, you know?
Yeah, you got yourself a Hitachi?
Oh, no, it's better than a wand.
Is it a womanizer?
No, I don't know the name of it. Oh, but it's not battery powered. It's electric.
Boogie, oogie, oogie.
You got to plug it in.
How often would you say you're taking that thing out for a spin?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, great.
would you maybe once every couple of days or so? Would you say every day, every couple hours?
Once a week, maybe.
Right. You got a man who gives it to you the rest of the time, or what's going on there?
No, I just pulled off the side of the road, and now I've got a sheriff sitting next to me, so I think I got to go talk to him now.
Why you got to talk to him?
Oh, hold on a minute. Yeah, everything's fine. I'm just talking to the radio DJ.
I'm a talk show host.
Right. Talk show host, excuse me. Thank you. Okay, I'm back.
She's got a big wand at home.
Officer, arrest her. She's using a gigantic vibrator.
I do. Wow. I really love it, too. It's awesome.
I love you.
This woman.
Me too. I really there's something about you I really like.
Where are you from, Robin? I'm detecting an accent.
It's Kelly.
No.
Kelly. Kelly is from Ohio, living in Florida now.
All right, let's guess her age. Don't tell us. We haven't done this in a long time. Don't tell us the right answer until we've all guessed. I'm going to go with John first. John, how old is Kelly? Don't say anything until we've all guessed,
She's
Kelly.
44.
44. Seth, what do you say?
Woo, doggy. This is tough. I'm going to go with 32.
We got a 32. We got a 44. So I either go low or I go high. Let me think for a second. You like that, don't you? Does it remind you of somebody? I'm your boyfriend now.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go you are 44 years old.
I said 44.
45 years old.
Okay, can I tell you now?
Please.
I'm still having fun at 55.
Yeah! Get her done! 55, and look at you all.
You've been looking for a woman in her 50s, Drew.
Well, you know what, ma'am? I'm sorry to say, ma'am. You know what, Kelly? I like the spirit of a woman in her 50s because these ladies in their 40s, they're still trying to get married. They're still trying to trap you in a relationship. 30s, they don't know what they want. 20s, they're emotionally immature AF. 50s, you don't care anymore. You're in your 50s. You're like, my body's betrayed me. So what? Who cares? Let's have some fun, right?
Exactly. You don't care anymore.
If you could only own a gun or your jackhammer of pleasure, which one would you choose?
The jackhammer of pleasure, Wow. Definitely.
Give up all your guns just to have the old wandy.
Yeah.
You on Bumble?
Are you on that Bumble? I'll raise my age from 54 up to 55 if you are.
No, I like 44 year olds.
Oh well, I'm 40. I'm 49.
I'll take it.
Thank you so much.
Freshly 49.
Just 49. It was 48 last week. Well, thank you, darling.
I could probably teach you a thing or two.
Oh, did we ask her when she had the last time she had the touch of a man?
No.
When was that?
When's the last time you had the touch of a man?
Oh, I can't reveal that.
Oh, we've come so far together.
I've been single for quite a while.
Oh, no, it's all dry. When's the last time a man delivered the O-face to you? Because I would do that for you as an act of charity.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I would, just so you know, like I would, no strings attached, I hope. You know, I just come over, you know, maybe get a meal first or later and just do what I'd love to do so much, dive face first into the pool, if you know what I'm saying. Just blah, 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 blah.
Oh, sounds like you could drown that way.
I can, and I look forward to. I use a snorkel, though.
Do you enjoy a man in a uniform? Because Drew Garabo has an Orlando Magic jersey with his name on the back.
Garabo.
Sounds good to me.
I'll be wearing that while I'm taking it to the paint. If you know, ew.
Oh, no.
Gross. Taking it to the hoop. No.
I think this conversation's gone south.
Yes. I see what you did there. All the way down south to your behind. Well, thank you very much. I hope you'll call again, Kelly. It was great to hear from you, and I'm sorry if we got you in trouble with the law.
No, that's okay. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Appreciate that.
So what, next time a cop approaches us, we just say we're on the phone with the DJ and everything's all good?
A DJ, of all things.
She's great.
Weird. And then she corrected herself to the officer and said talk show host.
A good Midwestern woman.
So Henry Cahill, the dude who plays Superman, now says that he is afraid to flirt with women because of this whole Me Too movement. And I see his point.
But people are upset with him because of what he said.
Well, I don't think he said it the right way. To People magazine, he said he's scared to flirt with women because, quote, he'll be called a rapist or something.
Oh, yeah.
Whoops. This is from People.com. He was actually talking to GQ Australia, which who knew there was a GQ Australia? And he revealed that in light of the recent Me Too movement, he's hesitant to pursue relationships with women for fear of being called, quote, a rapist or something. I like to think that I've never been like that. I think any human being alive today, if someone casts too harsh a light on anything, you could be like, well, okay, yeah, when you say it like that, maybe. Even talking about
Superman is very silly.
Superman's a dunce.
I think he just was putting this out there. This is like one big personal ad. He gets an interview, says, hey, ladies, you come to me, okay, because I'm scared. There's no like a rapist. You're a rapist or you're not a rapist.
Right. He said, there's something wonderful about a man chasing a woman. There's a traditional approach to that, which is nice. I think a woman should be wooed and chased, but maybe I'm old-fashioned for thinking that. It's very difficult to do that if there are certain rules in place. Certain rules
what
in place.
Rules like what he's worried about.
You can't put your hands on a woman if she doesn't want them there. Sorry if that's inconvenient for you, Superman. It's like, well, I don't want to go up and talk to her because I'm going to get called a rapist or something.
Oh, jeez.
So you're like, forget it. I'm going to call an ex-girlfriend instead and just go back to a relationship which never really worked.
Oh, wow. This guy's got issues.
I'm someone in the public eye, and if I go and flirt with someone, then who knows what's going to happen? Now, you really can't pursue someone further than no. It's like, okay, cool. But then there's the, oh, why'd you give up? And it's like, well, because I didn't want to go to jail.
What is he saying?
I kind of understand what he's saying. I think he goes up and he talks to a random girl, someone who's not a celebrity.
Right.
And then what do we read in the news? What does she say? Hey, we went back, we had sex, but I didn't really want to. Right. I mean, who knows?
Or even flirting with the girl and asking her out. If she says no, and then she goes to blab and says, oh, Superman was such a creep.
But if you're worried about that, can't you just date women maybe that are in the industry and or maybe have the same profile as you?
Sure, sure. But I mean, you know, sometimes you got to look out your own. I wouldn't date a girl in radio. I mean, I would, but.
And then the chasing, I mean, doesn't that usually happen in a different scenario? I mean, if you're in a bar or in a public place and you go up and try to pursue a girl and she says no, like that should probably be the end of it.
Right.
Like chasing is usually somebody that you know or that has been right. in your life in some fashion.
Yeah. Like a slow play, right?
Right. But if you just go to a woman and she says, no, I'm not interested, it's not like, I'll go back in 20 minutes, give it a try again.
Yeah. Sometimes you do have to take things slow. I'm going out with a lady in the immediate future who I've known for 7 years, and it's taken me that long to go out with her.
Oh, a date.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a date.
I think you called it a date.
I just said I'm going out with someone. It's just, you know.
So she asked you out after all these years?
Well, no. I mean, I finally felt okay about saying, hey, would you like to go get a meal after 7 years of knowing her? And she accepted.
Ooh. Meals.
I know, but...
Well, don't be rapey with her, okay?
I won't. If I had asked and she said no, I would have chased her down. Brett, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, what's going on, Drew? How you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm also known as the most positive actor, but what I wanted to tell you is before I got into acting, I worked at Wachovia. I was a banker, and I got a robbery story. And so, like, they send you through like 3 months of training in the classroom, and then you're supposed to go out in the branch with a person. And so I'm from Georgia. I'm in this place called Stone Mountain Memorial Drive, which
I know Stone Mountain.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, so never drive on Memorial Drive at night by yourself, first of all. So okay. My branch was right off of Memorial Drive, and the very first day that I was training in the office, the very first customer of the day, my training, like, financial specialist, like, go open the door. So I go unlock the door, and before I can make it back to the office, the first guy holds up the teller line and tells everybody to get down, such, such. And so they actually put the dye pack that you guys were talking about in with the money that the guy was taking.
Sure.
And so, like, as soon as he runs out, we lock the door, and I look out over the parking lot, and like the puff of smoke is exploding out of the guy's bag, and like you can see all the paint going all over him. It was hilarious. But I've been robbed 5 times while I was working there. That was the reason why I left. And the worst time was, it was like out of a movie where it was like guys jumping. It was like 5 dudes pointing at everybody, jumping over the counter. They had masks on and everything like that. And
no, thank you.
It was just like, I was not about all that. There was like a lot of jobs that you can do where people don't try to kill you where you work.
That's my goal for my son. Try to find a job where someone's not trying to kill you at your work. That is it's all a dad really wants from his son. You guys ever been to Stone Mountain before?
Yeah.
Kind of touristy, but they do fireworks and a laser light show on the side of the mountain.
Where is it?
Georgia.
Where in Georgia? Like in the mountains?
Stone Mountain, Georgia. Yeah, like, but not real big mountains.
Not like Ellijay, Blue Ridge area.
Like close to Blue Ridge, I think. Yeah. It's like where people go if they don't want to go all the way up to Blue Ridge, I think. Blue Ridge is nice. You should go all the way up to Blue Ridge. Mm-hmm. It's nice up there. Anybody going to the mountains this Christmas time?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going sooner than that.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Gatlinburg?
No, no, we can't go up that high anymore.
Blue Ridge?
Yeah, we got to stop at Blue Ridge.
All right.
Yeah, especially with, we couldn't even make it on our own, and now we have the baby and the dogs, and we have to, George's as far as we can go.
Yeah, I see that. I would fly into Knoxville and then drive to Gatlinburg before I drive up there again.
Yeah, but to me, part of it is just driving with all your stuff, and you have all your stuff with you in the cabin. That's why I need my stuff.
I know. You can either fly and not have your stuff or drive 80 hours and have your stuff. I don't know what to do. Drew Grabo Live, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today, Drew?
Good. How about you, bud?
Hey, good. Hey, are you guys still taking any calls about the dermatologist, the Dr. Pimple Popper?
Well, we didn't really take any on Dr. Pimple Popper, but I'll take yours. What do you got to say about the attractive doctor who lances boils?
Zit boy.
Well, yeah, she dropped it gorgeous to begin with. But anyway, you were talking about stuff. I know you guys were looking at stuff online earlier, but the have you ever looked up bot fly, B-O-T flies? And if
worst.
That doesn't make your skin crawl, I don't know what will.
I'm going by memory here. I believe the bot fly is the fly that bites you and then burrows. Its babies burrow into your skin or something, and then...
Yeah, it's like bot fly maggots. Yeah, it's deliciously entertaining to watch it be removed from your skin.
I don't know about your choice of adjectives or adverbs, sir. That's a deliciously... come on.
Have you ever had anything like that? Like a spider in your ear or worms coming out of your skin?
Can't hear you. I got a spider in my... No, I used to get pinworms when I was a kid every once in a while. I'd have to take the pinworm medication. What?
I didn't know if that was a real thing. I thought it was a D's nuts joke.
No. Pinworms. Like, they're little
Where
worms.
Where do they come out of?
I saw them in my poopy.
Oh, no.
I know. And I said
as a child?
Like a teenager, yeah. I had to go to my mom and say...
How do you get that?
I don't know how you get it, but I got it. And then I had to get medication to get rid of the worms in my poopy.
Were you losing weight? Like, is this
I
like
was
a,
already
this is like
a, emaciated.
Like, is this like a tapeworm thing? Are they eating your food?
No, they were. I don't know.
Was it just an 80s thing, or is it still around?
Is pinworms still around?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I gotta find out.
I don't know.
How old are you? I gotta find out. I gotta see how common this is.
Probably 13, 14. I'm gonna Google pinworms also.
I gotta get that pinworm shot.
Oh, man. Pinworms are tiny, narrow worms. They're white in color and less than a half inch long. They were squirming all of my duties.
They were inside you.
They're the most common. Yeah, I guess so. I couldn't see them then, though. I could only see them when they were in my boom boom. They're the most common type of human worm infection in the United States. Oh, I had the
oh,
most
okay.
Something about me was popular. Unfortunately, it was pinworms. It doesn't say how you get them, though. Hold on one second. They can spread easily. They're most common in children between the ages of 5 and 10. People who live in institutions. Let's see. Symptoms are frequent and strong itching of the anal area. Oof. What causes a pinworm infection? You become infected with pinworms by unintentionally ingesting or inhaling pinworm eggs. They're usually deposited onto a surface or object by a person who's been infected. Gross.
Was this before or after the Frisch's Big Boy incident?
Around the same time.
Hmm. Wow.
I mean, the two have nothing to do with each other,
uh-huh.
obviously.
Uh-huh.
He gave you pinworms because you wouldn't please him.
Pinworms aren't a VD.
Yeah.
Well, he probably just dropped something in your drink after you wouldn't help him.
Pinworms right in your RC Cola.
Yeah.
Oh, because you wouldn't just, give him a hand.
Seriously.
You guys are awful.
I mean, sit on the guy's lap next time.
No,
and you have
I
to-
just I thought it was so wrong. There was something so wrong.
You know what's wrong? Pinworms. That's what's wrong.
No. Oh, God. Drew Grabo Live, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Disgusting.
Hey,
myself
right now. Hey, Drew, it's Matt. How
I'm
you
Matt.
Doing? I had pinworms when I was a
Good.
Kid
Thank
myself,
you.
As a
Thank
matter
you.
Of fact.
Good. Thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate it. It's a pinworm support group right here on Drew Grabo Live.
Well, no, but you get it from, it's what kids get it mostly, and it's because they chew their fingernails, and from being outside and playing in the dirt and stuff, they don't wash their hands. That's what it was.
Not from errant Frisch's Big Boy managers who want a hand when they're whacking it or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Thank
I think you.
You
just got molested. That's all.
I was not, he didn't touch me.
It's okay. It's all right. Listen,
he didn't touch me.
Don't let these guys bully you into.
You're good, man. You're good.
What
You're safe.
What if I really was? How awful would you monsters feel?
We're helping you heal.
Yeah, I mean, it's people suppress feelings like this, man.
Just go home tonight and just think about if it actually happened. It might have actually happened.
After all these years, I think I might convince myself that it has.
It's been so long. Doesn't it feel like it was a dream?
No, there's nothing about it that feels like a dream.
Oh, sorry
I can still
about
vividly see all of it.
Oh, sorry.
Anaconda.
Oh, you saw it.
What? No, I was just thinking about the Ice Cube movie, Anaconda. We're going to come back and we'll tell you something about Michael Jackson's dad that's going to make you think he's an even worse human being. Probably your dad is a better dad than Joe Jackson, but there might be something your dad has done that is worse than this. Going to be highly, highly unlikely when you hear what he did to keep Michael's head in the game.
He cared a lot. He just didn't know how to show it.
And I'm happy to announce that SmartScan is now available for you, the most advanced CT scan technology now available for you without a pre-existing condition or hospital visit. Call today for a free heart scan for you and your spouse, 833-777-SCAN. Their ultra-fast, low-dose CT scanner technology can detect cancer and heart disease with 98% accuracy and just a fraction of the radiation of most CT scans. Heart attacks usually have one symptom, and that is sudden death. You don't get any warning, no other symptoms. But if you know your calcium score or you have advanced warning, heart disease can be treated effectively. Most forms of cancer can be treated if you detect them early. Cancer in late stages many times can be fatal. Be proactive with your health. For a limited time, SmartScan offers a free heart scan free for you and your spouse with a few minimum requirements, but you must call today to schedule an appointment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.